The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, the Minister for Transport, Dara O'Brien, has said he would rather invest the money that could be spent on trains, on train catering cars, he would rather spend it on new transport lines. He was querying Irish Rail's stated cost of around £2 million for, or €2 million, I should say, for bringing back the T trolley on the Belfast and Cork lines after COVID. So should the trolleys be rolled out across our rail lines once again? In a moment, we'll hear from Barry Kenny of Éireann Ó Éireann. But first off, we're joined by News Talk's own Shane Beattie. Shane, you are lamenting the absence of the tea and coffee trolley on rail lines across the country.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Lord knows, listen, there are bigger issues going on in the world, but I just think we need a little bit of pleasure in life and a little bit of joy. Public transport and commuting can be kind of a miserable enough experience. So just allow us something nice, a little treat. Look, I got on the train to Cork a lot down to RTE. And when I started after COVID, there was no catering. So we didn't have your tea trolley. Pretty joyless experience up and back. I used to bring a flask of tea with me and a sort of pathetic, miserable sandwich in tinfoil just to kind of pass the journey. So when I came back, I was so happy. And this is why I have such sympathy for people on the Galway, Sligo, Kerry line, because I can't imagine doing that journey now without the guys and the girls on the trolley. And it's the sheer pleasure of a cup of tea, bag of potato, a Kit Kat, just to break up the journey. You know, something, I'll actually make a confession. For 30 years, I used to drink one brand of tea. When the tea trolley came back, I started getting Barry's tea, and now I'm totally converted to Barry's as a result. So just a little pleasure there. You're looking ahead up the carriage, praying for them to come around, waste about 15 minutes. And to me, it seems like a no-brainer. And to be honest, I question this figure of €2 million to bring back the catering, because it can't cost that much money.
Okay, well, let's bring in Barry Kenny. Barry, €2 million, it can't possibly cost that, does it?
Well, we've been out to the market several times, Shane, and there certainly was a significant jump in the cost in terms of what those train catering providers were quoting us when we came back after COVID. As you know, it was suspended for a long time because of COVID restrictions. When we came back, our supplier at that time ultimately, I suppose, withdrew from the contract. And we are funded to a certain level for train catering. And so the reason we have it just on Dublin Cork and Dublin Belfast, and Dublin Cork serves many customers to Kerry and Limerick as well, is because that, unfortunately, is what the funding covers. We would dearly love it to be on all of our trains in the intercity network, and we certainly haven't given up on that. We've been working, I suppose, with the market, trying to find new and different solutions. But if you're doing like for like with what we had before, The quotes we were getting back afterwards were 3 to 4 times the cost that we were paying for the overall service before. So, this is open to market, as you say, and I think people always instinctively think, oh, it must be easy to make money on it. But
I was going to ask you,
they are the figures they're charging us.
Yeah, and is it not? Can you not make a profit on a trolley on a train? I mean, you literally have a captive audience.
You do, but I mean, I suppose it's also a finite audience and finite space. And if you're giving the full service of all of our intercity trains, which is the model that we had, you are talking about a minimum of 400 staff across the network. So those costs start to build, and there's refrigeration, and there's other requirements, and obviously the type of food hygiene, the requirements that are in place. So say what we're doing now on this, because there is, I suppose, a finite figure there available for us to fund this, is we've gone back out to markets, both existing providers and also, you know, companies that aren't involved in train catering at all, and said, look, blank page, give us innovative ideas, give us a way of doing this in a more cost-effective idea. So we do hope, and we're certainly not giving up on it, but unfortunately for customers on other routes, I can't give a date at this point in time. And as the Minister said, and, you know, I think it's an understandable position as well within public service obligation funding, they're saying, well, we could fund a town bus route, or we could fund, you know, PSO for services for us to run a couple of extra trains on a certain route rather than catering. So we've got a cloth, and we've got to cut it to measure to try to get this back.
Okay, listener getting in touch to say the cost of the first class train from Tralee to Dublin is the same price, despite the absence of a free tea or coffee, which is present on the Dublin Cork train. The absence of this is incredibly frustrating for Tralee Dublin commuters. The day is long enough.
It is, and it's a long journey now. Obviously, a lot of customers on the Tralee-Dublin line, in fact, most would travel for a majority of their journey on the Dublin-Cork route.
And then switch at Mallow, is it?
Switch at Mallow, and likewise for Limerick to Dublin, you switch at Limerick Junction, but there are direct trains there as well, and unfortunately the catering isn't available. And I think Kerry to Dublin on a direct is obviously the longest journey on our network.
So is it a case for Irish Rail, and I don't say this anyway glibly, you would if you could, but you can't, but you just don't have the money?
At this point in time, but as I say, we are very, very active in working with market providers and as I say, casting our net a bit wider at the moment. As soon as we have news, we will let our customers know. They're very, very anxious to have it back, and so are we.
Shane Beattie, your response to what Barry has to say?
I mean, it's most disappointing to hear. I'm not talking about the Orient Express here. You know, we don't want to drink champagne and eat caviar. Just even the basic thing of being able to get a sip of water on a 2-3-4 hour journey
You heard Barry's explanation, though. He said, look,
I know, yeah.
You start talking about the number of people you have to employ, refrigeration, talking 2 million quid.
There were 55 million train journeys last year on Irish Rail. Now, I know a lot of those are short journeys, but 3 million of those were on the Galway line. Surely, if even a fraction of those used the catering service, you could make a mint. And people would happily pay a premium, by the way. Like, we paid on planes, but for the sheer luxury of being able to have a cup of tea on the train, I think people would pay a premium. I think Barry's right. We need to knock heads together. I might put in a tender myself.
Barry, would you be open to a tender? We don't want to lose Shane Beattie, so just say no. Just say no to that.
SBC Limited, absolutely. Get the resources, Shane, together and put it in. We very much welcome it.
But Barry, joking aside, you're saying this isn't a gold mine by any means.
No, it is. Now, I suppose some people are even surprised at the fact that we pay the provider for the service. Obviously, they charge on board and retain the revenue there. So, but it is, and that's the same internationally as well. So, but look, we, as I say, we hope we can find an innovative solution. We're looking outside of Ireland as well in terms of just what models are working in other countries as well. And we will keep at this for our customers because we hear them loud and clear. They want this back.
Okay, all right. Shane Beattie, I know if it was you in charge, there would definitely be champagne served. I have no doubt about that. Shane Beattie, News Talk's own, and Barry Kenny of Irish Rail. Thanks to both of you for talking to The Hard Shoulder this evening.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.